And now, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome alligator recording artist, Shamika Copeland.
I've been coming to this club. I know, that was my reaction. What? So that means I'll be 36 years old in April, and I still don't know how to put on pantyhose. Put a big ass hole in my pantyhose just before I came up here. So now it's cold and I'm all bare legs. So I'm gonna have to try to dance, get the blood flowing or something. I know, I really have no concept of how to put those things on. Well, I don't have to take them off. But I buy pantyhose that have holes in them already. You know, the fishnet ones, I just put bigger holes in those. So it's just terrible. So anyway, I'm a little bit of a wreck, but that's not gonna stop me. We're gonna keep things moving along. This next song is off the latest record. Don't worry, I know this is my latest record now. It's been out for almost 3 years. I got another one coming this September, just so you know. But this one's off the latest, and this song's called Lemon Pie. We gonna do it for you. Come on, y'all. Put them chicken wings down and put your hands together, man. House and there were two little girls there. One was about 13 and the other one was 8. And the 13-year-old, you know, like most 13-year-olds, she could care less that you exist. But the 8-year-old was wondering about me, you know, who's this woman in the house? And somebody told her that I was a blues singer. And she marched right up to me and she said, "So are you really like a real blues singer?" She had all this attitude, you know. She was just like, all this attitude, how I would imagine I was at that age. But And I said, yeah, I'm totally like a real blues singer, you know. And with more attitude, she said to me, well, that's not possible. I said, you know, so now, of course, all the adults are wondering, like, you know, what? Why is it not possible for me to be a blues singer? And so finally she says, blues singers are big and fat, and that's how come they sing so good. And she looked at me up and down, and she said, you're medium. So I said, I got two things to say to you, little girl. One, thank you. Two, thank you again. So then the next day, she came out to a show, because that's what I was up there for. Her parents brought her out to the show, and she was like, oh yeah, I guess you really are like a real blues singer. And she walks away. But that has absolutely nothing to do with this next song. But this is off my very first record. I kind of like going back and doing these songs because it reminds me that I have them. And this is, I don't even know what I'm saying. So we're going to do this one. It's an oldie but a goodie. Not a Valentine's Day song. Thank you. The only thing, only thing you left me. When you to us. We stopped somewhere for a sandwich recently. Actually, it was probably about 4 years ago now. I have no concept of time, sorry. It felt like it was recent. But we stopped, and standing right in front of the sandwich pot was this young woman. She looked at all of us really strange, and she said, "Can you be sure your souls are going to get to heaven?" Now it was early and I hadn't had my coffee yet. So I wasn't sure what to say to her, and I thought about it. I thought, what a nice lady. I mean, she could be having a mani-pedi, getting her hair done, whatever, but she's standing in front of this sub shop trying to save our souls, you know? It's kind of cool, right? See, nobody cares. That's why I'm happy this song is not about her. This song was about her, I'd be really embarrassed right now. But y'all should be ashamed of yourselves. Y'all don't care about that lady. That's okay. Forget it. It's not about her. I'll tell you what this song is about, because we all know people like this. They run around talking about how much they love the Lord. Oh, I love the Lord. I love Jesus. I love God. I love him so much. But they hate everybody else. This song is about them fools. We're going to do this one for you. We'll be right back. Thank you. We did a gig some years ago with the late, great Johnny Winter. And it was a lot of fun. He had heard this next song, and his exact words were, "What the hell is that all about?" Which is not a real good introduction for a song, but the good news is that Johnny Winter knew who I was, and he knew my song, so I thought that was pretty cool. And this next song is it. It's a song off the latest record, and the song is called "I Ain't Gonna Be Your Tattoo." I gotta pull this down. If I had pantyhose on, it wouldn't matter. a dancer, nor have I ever been. But every now and then, Arthur, who's been standing right by my side for 17 of the 20 years I've been coming here, every now and then he does something that makes me want to shake my booty, which cannot be considered dancing, but it's some sort of movement. So, will you do that thing that you do? Hey! Come on, y'all! Put your hands together with us like this. Hey! This is Johnny Cooper song right here. Is that all right with y'all? Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you. I got this thing for no reason. We did this next song on the records. The song's called Mississippi Mud. And I did it on the record with JJ Gray, who is such a great artist who I adore. I love him too, girl. He's fabulous. He is fabulous. We're gonna do this one for you. See if we can funk things up a bit. I said funk.
Water, tugging on the heart.
Thank you. One of my favorite singers in the world was a woman by the name of Miss Coco Taylor, the queen of the blues. I know, she is so fantastic, but I don't have to tell you that. You already know that. But what most people didn't know is that she was incredibly kind. I mean, she really looked after me and took care of me and treated me like I was her own daughter. And I will love her forever for that. Because she just didn't have to do that. She was the freaking queen of the blues, man. But she did that for me. And this song reminds me of her. So I want to do it. Is that all right? Come on, y'all. Put your hands together, man, like this. Thank you. today, by the way. Is this some people's Valentine's Day date? That's what I'm talking about. That's so cool. You know, I do have a Valentine's Day song, actually. But it's so funny because the other... Okay. We could do that. That's really not a Valentine's Day song, Miss Lady. I guess so. It's a very dark one. We gotta do Shamika by request at some point because somebody called out My Kind of Guy, which I haven't done in so long. And I was, and you know, I'm up here because I'm in the middle of one song and I'm thinking about the lyrics to that one. And that could really mess you up here. It's so funny. No, but I'm like, you know, I'm thinking, what are those words, you know? Love is about the only thing that money just came by. But that don't stop a lot of men from giving it a try. And when they try to tempt you with a fancy gift or two, look them straight in the eye and tell them like I do. Oh, baby, you're mine. This is one of my favorite songs because it's about feeling good about yourself and being comfortable and happy with the goodies God gave you. The song is called Born a Penny.
Soul and ancestors.
to do this dark Valentine's Day song for this woman. You know, the one thing I remember about this next song is going to like a blues in schools. And I was at this blues in schools, and they were asking all the kids what their favorite song was. And everybody, all the kids, and they're like 12, and all the kids were going, "Our favorite song is The Other Woman." Now, when you hear this song, you're gonna be like, "What the hell is going on in junior high school? I wanna know. I'm gonna have to patrol these hallways. We're gonna do this one for you." Hey! Thank you. was me. Valentine. So this next song is another song that I heard somebody call out. This is a Valentine's Day song. Ladies, you have my permission to say this to your better half anytime you choose. Your other half, you're right. I didn't mean better half at all. Other half. I don't want to get my butt whipped tonight. The half you want to call it. But we're going to do this one for you.
I'm
a bunch of wild women in this house tonight. I'm expecting handcuffs and whips to come out of some purses tonight. You know, I went in next door to Gazebo, because I like to go in there. And so I see this thing, and it's called Body Glide. And I'm like, what the hell is this? I thought it was something you put all over your body and y'all just slide around together. But it was not. It was another kind of thing. And I don't know why I brought that up. It's Valentine's Day and y'all wanted to hear Wild Woman. Brought it up.
All rules on Valentine's Day.
Which I've said, that's how you stay married. This is kind of a weird segment, though. Talking about, like, you know, Body Glide, and then I go into my father. It's totally weird, right? We're going to erase that whole other thing from our minds, and I'm going to talk about my daddy, because he was a great blues musician, y'all. His name was Johnny Clyde Copeland, and I used to come up here with him when I was a little girl, and that's why some of you guys have been seeing me since I was like 15, and that's why I'm going to have to at some point get rid of you, because you know too much. So security, everybody who clapped, let's take him down to the basement. We'll have a little talk. But my father was a great writer, and he managed to somehow write songs that remain to stay relevant, which I don't know. That to me is some special sort of genius, because this is a 50-year-old song. It was relevant when I was growing up in my neighborhood. It's still relevant where I live now in Chicago and everywhere else. So it's just kind of, it's just, you know, one of those things. But I'm not going to go into that. I'm just going to do the song and be quiet. We all agree. They were tired of hearing about Body Glide. So please stop talking. Please stop talking and sing this song. We're gonna do this one for time. Ooh. always standing on the guitar. How about it, y'all?
Thank you. take my hands into my own life and go up there. My life into my own hands.
Thank you.
Give it up one more time out of here, recording off Miss Shamika Copeland!